day, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the KUKA AG Q2 2011 financial results conference call. Today's conference is being recorded. At this time, I would like to turn the conference over to Mr. Andreas Spitzauer. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you, operator. Good morning, everyone, and thank you for joining us. I'm Andreas Spitzauer, Head of Investor Relations of KUKA. Today, Dr. Reuter, CEO, and Mr. Schuler, CFO, are with me to discuss the results with you. Today's presentation is available on our homepage, www.kuka.com/investorrelations. With this, I'd like to hand over to Dr. Reuter.
Thank you, Andreas. Dear ladies and gentlemen, I, together with Stefan Schulerk, warmly welcome you to our presentation of the financial results of KUKA for the first half of 2011. Just in summary, strong and profitable growth continues. The willingness of our customers to invest remains very high, and we are thus satisfied with this overall development for the first six months. On the first page, you see the highlights. In the first half year of 2011, KUKA Group was able to generate orders received totaling 837 million euro, an increase of over 53% compared with the same period in the previous year. Once again, the development in robotics was particularly pleasing. With orders received of 183 million only in Q2 2011, the company again achieved an all-time high at the same level as in the previous quarters. The group was able to increase sales significantly, recording increase of 83% to 663 million for the first half year. Driven by this positive development in sales and the higher utilization rate, we have also improved our EBIT still further. After 5 million in the first half of 2010, we achieved 31 million in the first half of 2011. The EBIT margin has too continued to develop equally satisfying, reaching 4.7% compared to 1% for the previous year. Earnings after tax benefited from this development and showed a turnaround of 22 million, coming from -10 in the first half of 2010 to +11 for the first half of 2011. Free cash flow was -35 million. We are planning for the whole year a positive free cash flow, but the growth we have seen in the first half, clearly, we had to invest in working capital. For the full year of 2011, we will see from the project progress and from milestone payments that the working capital will go down again, and we will achieve a positive free cash flow. As you can see from the results, our profitable growth continues. We are very confident for our guidance 2011, which we raised in the reporting of the Q1 results, and we are planning to achieve sales of at least 1.2 billion, and to be more concrete, we expect around 1.3 billion for the year 2011. So we remain at our guidance above 1.2 billion, and be more concrete, to be expecting 1.3 billion. Accordingly, we should then achieve an EBIT margin of at least 5%. Let me now go in more detail and talk about orders received first. Growth in new orders accelerated in the past quarter. Compared with a growth of 51% in Q1, compared quarter-on-quarter, we saw a growth of 55% in Q2 2011. This development was foremost driven by the systems. You know, robotics is remaining on a very high level. Systems, at a later in the cycle, is now improving quarter-on-quarter. We have thus significantly outperformed the mechanical engineering sector, VDMI in Germany, which rose 14% in the same period. For us, book-to-bill ratio is important, i.e., the ratio of new orders to sales. In Q2 2011, we achieved a figure of 1.31. That means that the orders received is much higher than the revenue we ship. The robotics and automation market of VDMI experienced an increase of 32%, which is a market within the whole VDMI. significantly higher than the rest of the mechanical engineering sector. Robotics saw a rise in new orders of 39% to 183 million, and you can see it's stronger than the comparable segment in Germany. Systems was also able to benefit from the delayed cyclical effort of its business model and achieved growth in new orders of well over 50% to 263 million for the quarter. On the sales, as in previous quarters, sales growth continued in the second quarter 2011. Once again, the growth rate was well into double figures. So you see the 24%. Driven by the strong demand, by the strong increase in new orders, the sales were up 24% on, in total, 337 million euro for the quarter. In the past quarter, the sales share of the BRIC countries was 70%, which is significantly higher than the previous year. Our aim is clearly to increase this share further, and we have taken measures already at the beginning of the year to have this share growing over the next quarters and for the next years. One measure is clearly the capacity expansion of robot assembly in China. Currently, we have a capacity of 1,500 robots per year. We're going up to 3,000 in 2012 and clearly go to 5,000 in 2013 to deliver clearly directly to China and the Asian market out of Shanghai. For the two companies, robotics and systems, we have now two subsidiaries in China, so we clearly that both companies can concentrate on their specific or respectively markets, which in the past was done out of one company, but now clearly that they can focus on the respective market segment more focus. And we also, as described earlier, we have a new head of systems in China, which allows us also to get more, you know, more people, stronger management in China, and that we also increase our number of Chinese managers, because you have to be really local in the regions to talk the same language as your customers. We already did start with the Western customers, but now it's really key to attack and to convince the local customers. Robotics and systems are currently working with high capacity utilization due to the high demand. We have managed to increase the capacity significantly. It's very important that we also remain flexible. So when we grow, when we adjust capacity, we do clearly, we want to also be able to go, to be up and down. So we have flexibility. One way to be flexible is temporary workers. We come to it later. So we have managed to increase capacity, but remained flexible. Also, we have ramped up capacity. Our order backlog has continued to rise, now totaling 787 million euro, which notionally represents a level of activity for more than 7 months. So it also shows that given we are now in August, with this order backlog, we have high visibility for the rest of the year, already have some view into 2012. At this point, it's also important to look back and to think about our talks on Japan. In Q1, we were giving some guidance on Japan. I think it's important that we also remain to give you some feedback on the development. So far, we have not seen any negative impact from Japan, from the accident in Japan, and we also believe that this will be continued to be the case. In particular, our important supplier, Natesco, important supplier of robotics, has so far produced and delivered all gear units we have ordered. And we are confident that our teams are working together and this development will remain in the future same stable. We have implemented measures to expand the capacity, and you see the high order backlog, and to increase our output at year end 2011. On the next side, on the EBIT side, profitability has also continued to rise. EBIT increased from 7 million in Q2 2010 to 16 million in this quarter in 2011. The group EBIT margin has also improved accordingly, reaching 4.9% in Q2 in the past quarter. We see ourselves, Stefan and myself, as being fully on course to meet our target EBIT margin of at least 5% for the full year, driven by high utilization, the advantage of cost reduction program of the past 2 years, and also about coming from our products. On the key figures on the next page, you see that EBITDA has nearly tripled, reaching 44 million in the first half of the year, compared to the first half of 2010 with only 60 million. The increase coming to CapEx, the increased business volume requires increased investment. We are nevertheless proceeding in a very focused manner. CapEx in the first half of 2011 was 11 million after 5 million in the previous year, and for the whole year 2011, as also mentioned earlier, we are expecting investments of a total of 2%-3% of sales, which we also guided in the last call. The workforce rose from 5,800 people in the first half of 2010 to around 6,300. Driven by the strong increase in new orders above 50%, this rate is considerably lower, and therefore you see that we are much more efficient, and therefore it will also help us to reach our 5%. The increased workforce is accounted for particularly in robotics in Hungary, where we have clearly a low-cost country. Nearly 400 people out of the delta are in Hungary, and then we have some in systems where we also push the general industry sector in energy and aero. So the majority of our increased workforce is clearly in the low-wage countries. We are very careful to on the cost side, and therefore following our development on the cost side on our break-even, and I think it's one clearly target here is to also grow the workforce on very diligently, and therefore our number of temporary workers increased from 667 last year to above 1,000, so 1,118 people, and I think it's important that temporary workers allowed to have certain flexibilities. We have to find the right balance between fixed workers, full-time employees, and temporary workers. So we nearly doubled the temporary workers, but we also have some formula where we take temporary workers into fixed workers. We have taken 70 people into our fixed workforce, and I think it's really for us key to be flexible, but to also have the right mix between fixed workers and temporary workers. On the cash flow side, free cash flow was minus 35 million in the first half. That's clearly you have to fuel the growth. You need to invest into working capital. So clearly, expansion of working capital is coming from the strong demand we see. Trade working capital is up 80 million compared to 31 in December 2010. And mainly it consists of receivables from construction contracts from systems which increased 65 million. Important for the full year, we are planning free cash flow which is positive. So we expect that we are particularly in systems in the second half of the year expecting project progress to result in clearly higher payments and also order-related invoices, and that this positive effect of the in the second half we are planning to have a positive free cash flow for the whole year. Looking into both divisions in more detail, the development in both divisions, both robotics and systems, contribute to the very positive development over the past quarter. In this half year, robotics recorded a sales increase in Q2 of 33%, 250 million. This was attributed in slightly greater measures to the automotive sector than the GI, and due to the strong demand from automotive sector in Q2 and the first half, we will also see that the sales in Q3 2011 will be very much driven by a high number of automotive contracts. The EBIT margin in robotics also improved steadily, reaching 8% in the second quarter. And we are thus very well on track to achieving our target margin of 10% and expect to reach this level for the whole 2012 and also aiming to reach it at least in one quarter in this year. Measures to achieve the target margin, in particular the Quantec, advantages in the production cost, Quantec family, and clearly, as Stefan and I were starting in 2009, clearly want to drive GI, and therefore, given that in this 2011 automotive is a clear driver, but long-term clearly GI is growing steadily. Robotics in general, I think we all know, and that's our aim. KUKA is an innovative technology company, and thus we are focused on our product portfolio to differentiate from competition. Especially we take care of to offer today highly attractive products today, Quantec and KSE4, but also to fill our pipeline for the future and to work with our customers on new products, on customer-oriented products, as you know, the lightweight. The lightweight is a pioneer product in the industry which has special safety features and allows direct human-robot interaction for the first time. It's important, and we are very proud that with a lightweight robot, we have won the important Eurobotics Technology Transfer Award in May 2011. This renowned European Robotics Prize is awarded to products which successfully makes a transition from research to industrial products. And I think it really shows that we are on the right track with our product, with our product portfolio. We have a very broad product portfolio, and we also have further products to fill in this pipeline for the future. What we also see is the integration of robots in the machine tools industry as a highly interesting field of potential growth in the future. Automation with robots makes it much more shorten the time between machine steps significantly. So in the end, you substitute manual parts by robots. Today, only 3 to 5% of the machine tool industry is equipped with robots. Clearly, efficiency, automation, cost savings, and quality are the drivers for this potential subsegment in robotics. Coming to systems recorded sales growth of 16% to 194 million in Q2. Due to the longer lead times, we expect the higher levels of new orders to have significant impact on sales in the next coming quarters. The EBIT margin remained constant in Q2 at 3.8%, which is in line or which is same with the quarter in first quarter 2011. The main reason for this is a relatively low price quality of some of the orders which we won during the crisis and that are now being processed. As you know, lead time is 9 months plus, so we see today orders are revenued, which we won in 2010. And that's also important that without these contracts, longer-lasting contracts, we would have been performed much better. However, we are in line with development. We are targeting 5%, and we see that the price quality of orders which we won is improved to the old ones. For this reason, we are firm and sticking firmly to our target margin of 5%, which we want to achieve for whole 2012. Systems in general, also as KUKA is focusing on the product systems, we have a very positive development in Augsburg here. Augsburg as a region is increasingly establishing itself as a center of competence in the field of carbon fiber composites. Some institutes and associations with 120 members constitute a broad basis for this field in Augsburg. And KUKA is a major partner in this area because also in the carbon fiber and carbon composites, you need automation expertise for this new material. And clearly also here automation is to improve cost efficiencies and to manufacture carbon fiber composites. We've also announced a contract with Daimler on the adhesives and sealants, which are increasingly used in the automotive sector. And system was able to demonstrate its competence in the past quarter, posting the Daimler contract. And also here, robot-based automation is particularly suitable for use of these materials, adhesives and sealants. So I think in both segments, we are making progress on the cost side, on the product side, and are really convinced that we will achieve the 10 and 5% for the full year 2012 and also achieving the 5% and 10% in one quarter this year. For the whole year guidance and the outlook, robotics, ongoing growth in robotics markets. We have seen in second quarter 2010 that robotics was starting very early. We are on a very high level, and we are on a high level very stable. What we see is that due to the high level of calls from frame contacts in the automotive industry, in the first half of 2011, we are expecting strong sales in this segment in the third quarter 2011, and we see that the automotive share in the second half will or should calm down a little bit, but really from 2012 onwards, we are expecting again further large-scale calls from automotive, for example, Daimler. We see that general industry will fill up this in the end, the what is automotive maybe a little bit calming down. We see that the steady growth of GI will be the counter impact in the growth, so very stable development for the second half of the year and also for the coming year. But the mix clearly, I think, wise automotive is coming in big numbers, and which we expect for Q3, general industry, we see clearly a steady growth, and which is also our goal to getting long-term the stake in general industry on a higher level compared to automotive. Systems, ongoing growth in systems business, particular to the capacity relocation to the BRIC countries. We see big country contracts from China. We see big contracts from Brazil. And also the wave of investments from our customers following delay of investment during the crisis. Turing will also benefit from the fact that this business tends to improve later in the cycle. And as mentioned, we expect we see some big contracts in the next quarters, and also it's our expectation that the late cyclicality of the business will show that this business on the order intake and also on the sales side will improve in the next quarters. The results in the first half are, for us, very satisfying, and the development in the markets remain dynamic. The feedback from our customers, the order intake also after, you know, in August now, in July, very positive, and we see that this we are confident on this KUKA level and on the feedback we're getting from our customers. We are thus very confident to achieving our guidance for 2011. Let me repeat: on the sales side, our guidance is above 1.2 billion. We expect the sales of around 1.3 billion, and on the EBIT margin, we want to be above 5%. And I think that's in line with what Stefan and I were proposing when we were starting, and we are therefore on the right track. And thank you very much so far for your attention, and Stefan and I, myself, are now looking forward for your questions. Thank you so far.
Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to ask a question at this time, please press the star key followed by the digit 1 on your telephone keypad. Please ensure that the mute function on your telephone is switched off to allow your signal to reach our equipment. If you find that your question has already been answered, you may remove yourself from the queue by pressing star 2. Again, please press star 1 to ask a question. Our first question comes from Jasko Terzic of DZ Bank Frankfurt. Please go ahead.
Yes, good morning. Jasko Terzic, DZ Bank. My first question pertains on your general industry. So the wording in the capital goods sector in general is becoming a little bit more moderate during the quarterly reporting season. So I would be interested, what makes you in particular confident for GI growing very strong in the second half? The second question pertains your development in China. So there are some words that in China there is a tightening of credits. So could you give us an update on your performance there and if you are adversely reflected by this? The third question pertains your guidance. So you lifted your guidance now by around 200 million in the course of the year, and still insists on being above 5% on your margin. Could you be here more concrete to get a better feeling what exactly means above 5%.
Well, I will initially start with the third question concerning the raised guidance, and also then the what does it mean if a margin greater than 5%. Here the clear message is that 5%, we're talking about 5.5 or 5.7, we're talking about a range above 5 and up to 5.5 today. Important is when you look into our numbers in the first half year now, we still have some old projects and systems which accompany us more and longer than expected, and we're currently at 4.9% EBIT margin yet in the quarter. In the second half year, we have mentioned also in the current report on the half year numbers that especially in robotics in the third quarter, we expect a significant shift towards auto in the sales split based on the high order intake in the second quarter from automotive, which will come to shipment in the third quarter. So we see some margin pressure in the third quarter in robotics due to this, let's call it unfavorable market split, which will also have then put pressure on the robotics margin in the third quarter. And then we have the normalized situation in the fourth quarter at robotics. At systems, at least, let's expect that in the second half year that these old projects will not have the impact as compared in the first half year, so we should see some increasing margins. However, as Till Reuter mentioned also in the last quarter, our target is that in robotics we achieve a target margin in one quarter in 2011 as well as at systems. And this in total turns out into a margin above 5%, but this is currently a range of 5, maybe 5.5, depends on the sales bit, but important is for us above 5. So we're not talking about 5.5, 5.7 or 6, we're talking about above 5.
I think on your China question, I think the development or the, I think we can talk primarily about the micro impact in Kuka and in demand we see from our assessment, which is unchanged, and also if you see the order intakes day by day and week by week. China growth in the, coming from China was in China, last week in China. I think we know the impacts on U.S. and China. So the discussion on the U.S. Debt discussion in the end and the potential solution on further investment on consumer spending might have an impact on China, and then we might have back an impact on the Chinese growth rates. I think for us important that China is for us mentioned something in the round of 17% today. We see that the demand for our products on the robotics side and also on the system side is unchanged, and also we are driven not only by the pure growth but also by automation, by quality. You have seen the Foxconn release, which shows you also that the increasing labor costs in China will drive automation. So I think clearly we have to follow the global developments. However, we today see no big changes. Clearly, China is growing at a very high pace. It could be that the pace in China is clearly going down, but we will see that the China will be the growth is clearly above the U.S. and Europe, and in line with also what Brazil is doing. So this region will further grow, maybe not on the 8 or 9%, maybe on 6%, and therefore I think maybe there could be some impact, but clearly China will be a driver of the growth. GI, I think Stefan answered that. GI, clearly automotive are also the frame contacts, but we frame contacts are shipping in on very high numbers. We can follow the GI development steadily. So GI is a function of the sales force, where we see that for the whole year we are targeting the 50-50 split between automotive and GI, and this is something where, given the order intake we see today, with the order backlog, some 4.5 to 5 months, we are confident for both divisions. To, on the one hand, achieve our 1.3 billion and also be at our plus 5% margin target.
Thank you very much.
What we see, in especially yesterday and today, is that the markets are very nervous. When you look 1 week ago, everybody was hoping that there is then a conclusion, agreement between Democrats and Republicans in the States. And the fear was that there is no agreement. Now we have an agreement, and now the market's nervous again. For sure, our story is intact in the long run, also on China industries, but nobody can predict today when you see the final impact then of the agreement in the States, what happens with the consumption business, consumer business in the States, what is the impact on China. Everybody is now seeing the clouds in the sky. Let's see what is the situation in 2 weeks, but nobody can predict today what really is the impact. And we see also what you mentioned, that some cool down and some capital goods factors and moderate outlooks. The moderate outlook can be caused by the nervosity of the markets now, but also can be caused by having high order intakes in the first half year. Then it's simply the normalizing of the business. So we have to distinguish between normalizing of the growth rates or nervous situation at the market.
Okay, thank you. That helps.
Come.
Our next question comes from Ulrich Scholz of UniCredit. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hello, Ulrich Scholz from UniCredit. I first a question with regard to the development of your lightweight robot. Are you already in a position to give an indication what year you expect to post the first revenue? I think you earlier indicated that could already be in the next year, and about what volumes we speak. And a second question with regard to the interest result, is the second quarter level a good idea for the quarters to come? And last point, the tax rate, it seemed a bit high in the second quarter. Has there been any one-offs? And what's here your expectation for the full year?
I will start with the question concerning tax rate. We have now in the second quarter, it's always the issue when we have higher taxable income than in the States, and then this leads to some higher tax rates. We have currently the expected tax rate for the full year is in the range of around about 35 plus minus percent. Important is for you to know that only the lower part is really then a cash effective tax payments, and the other part is that we currently have already started to utilize our loss carry forwards, which we have capitalized, that we now also book deferred tax expense. And moving down now also the asset position on the balance sheet for deferred taxes. But you can calculate for the full year in the range of 35% plus minus. There are some minor fluctuations within the quarters. This depends on where the income is booked in the countries, but the expected tax rate remains the same in this range. Maybe industry sound, I will also then cover a question concerning the order intake, because we have had a discussion in the press call early on. I think we feel quite comfortable when we come to some 20% growth compared to last year. However, we see some big tickets are still in the market, especially in the systems business from OEMs. These big tickets are quite digital. This means if you get the order, you have a significant upside potential. If you don't get the order, then we feel comfortable with, I would say, significantly above 1.3 billion for the intake. If it's 1.4, nobody knows today. However, I think there is some upside potential depending on if we gain these big tickets or not.
On the lightweight robot, here we are here as planned. We want to start production in the course of 2012. We have everything prepared to build up our production. It's important that we that is a unique product, and if you look at the competition, that we are the only company which has a lightweight robot with the man-machine interaction on certain weight. You think it's the heavier the payload is, the more specific are the higher the requirements are for the product. We're getting great feedback from our customers, coming from automotive to GI, to include our lightweight in their assemblies, in their production lines, and I think that what keeps us very, very confident, and we are very behind this product to get here also. It's a unique product where one else does have it. We're planning the production in the course of 2012, and I think then also the numbers will start. your numbers, I think expectation on numbers, clearly it's a ramp up in 2012 and then also in 2013 between automotive, GI, which includes also the, and then the medical side. I think it's for 2013, should have expect a number of maybe 500 lightweight robot for 2013. But that's, you know, it's very, you know, it's somewhat where we believe it could be much higher, but I think 500 is a good starting point for 2013. Then we ramp up the production in 2012.
Okay, thank you.
And it's not a, you know, it's, you have to cover, it's not a pure industry product, so it's a different product. It's a much more higher developed high-tech product. You have seen we got this award. So that means also that the sales price and all the calculation, if you do any calculation on this, you should maybe talk to Andreas or have here some sound. And yeah, thinking of what does mean lightweight, what is the man-machine interaction, what ways you can achieve, what further assembly functions can be included. And we are very proud to have this product, and the feedback we're getting from the automotive as well as the other customers, including medical side, is really, very, very positive.
Okay, thank you.
As a reminder, ladies and gentlemen, please press star 1 to ask a question. Our next question comes from Sebastian Ert of UBS. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good morning, gentlemen. Just two questions from my side. Can you remind me with regards to your cancellation policy with your customers as we are heading into a world with some increasing macro concerns? And the second question is a housekeeping one. Can you remind me on the net financial impact from your interest payments in the line of cost of goods sold? The current run rate would expect a similar level as in 2010, around 7 million. Thank you.
Well, first question, the cancellation policy. Normally you don't have a cancellation, especially on the system side, on the huge orders. The thing what you have there is depending on the status of the completion, that there are postponements. In robotics, for sure, especially in the automotive industry, normally we don't see here cancellations. In general industry, that there can be cancellations because these are also low volume orders. But when you look historically into KUKA's development, we are not very exposed to cancellation impacts. So you can normally expect that we also can ship out our order book in the expected time frame. So this is something I would say is a limited risk at KUKA. When you mentioned the nervous markets and now the fear that we are subject to huge cancellations. Concerning net financial impact, this is on page, in the presentation, I think, on page 10 in the appendix. We have currently in financing costs in the cost of goods sold. We have had in the first quarter 2007 1.7. In the second quarter now we have 1.8 here. I hope you see it correctly. It's quite small. And you can expect that maybe some slight increase we will see in the ongoing quarters based on the a higher order volume. But I would say normally run rate, if you calculate some 2 million then per quarter for the ongoing quarters, should be fine.
Okay, thank you.
And our next question comes from Achim Henke of West LB. Please go ahead.
Yes, hello, gentlemen. Two issues I would like to address. First issue, U.S. Please outline the potential U.S. risk regarding operational risk, bearing in mind KHBO production, and maybe some additional risk regarding robots, which would be limited in my view. And second issue I'm very keen on is your statements regarding the robot penetration in the machine tool industry. There will be IMO trade fair, as you know, in September. Are you joining this trade fair? Do you have some partners, for example, Gildemeister, using your robots and showing your robots there? Thank you.
Well, first question, I will address U.S. potential risk when you look into KTPO. I think we have seen that also in crisis situation that the Jeep Wrangler model is quite robust in its sales development. So we have, I would say, we feel quite comfortable that KTPO will perform. What we also have seen when you look into a worst-case scenario, this worst-case scenario we has occurred in 2009, I think it was, when there was this temporary Chapter 11 stage of Chrysler, then we have seen that even if there is not any production, we have the minimum volume guarantee, which also secures that we have remaining profitability at KPPO. So at KPPO, we have no fear that this is hurt. Also, when you see the first months now, Chrysler Jeep Wrangler, the units sold is 20% above prior year. We have the new model now with this new engine, lower fuel consumption, and this model performs very well. And I think also that the clients which acquire Jeep Wrangler are not in classic than the mid or low level people there. So I think we are quite solid on the Jeep Wrangler side. Generally, in the U.S. itself, U.S. is not that important for the robotics business. It's something in the range of 10%. Important for us is only the investment policy and behavior then of the huge OEMs, especially Ford. If they change their investment policy, this would impact us further. But as I said before, everybody is now nervous about the market situation. I would say we should be more, I would say really cooler in this situation now, because everybody is immediately very nervous. But nobody sees that the capital goods industry in many cases have had major growth in the first half year. And if everybody expected that the growth continues at this pace, that's somewhat unrealistic. As I mentioned before, if we're coming now back to normalized growth rates, on the basis of a very good first half year, it's still a nice story for 2011 for the total capital goods market. That there will come a normalization on the growth rates. Everybody must have known. Concerning
maybe on the robot penetration in the machine tooling market, as mentioned, today we have only 3-5% robot automation in this market. Therefore, there's a big chance and a big market opportunity. I will be on the EMO. I think EMO is on 28-29 September, when I'm right. You know, clearly, KUKA, have to check with the people that assume that clearly there could be examples where a robot always shows how to, in the end, loading, unloading of the machine. This market is a subsegment of the robot market. I think it's something where we want to show you that clearly we have some markets which are obvious, which are today have a high penetration in the arc welding, other markets. But that's a market which develops, so it should just give you an idea that there are further growth potentials in the automation industry. And we are not only developing with our customers new markets based on existing products, but also developing new applications based on the lightweight. And it shows you also the technology side on KUKA that we are here at the forefront of, to find out applications, new applications with our customers. And clearly someone for it, at least I will be there, so it's a market where we look at.
Okay, perfect. One follow-up maybe to you, Mr. Schulak, regarding the minimum volume guarantee. Is there no time limit? Is it running for the next couple of years?
We cannot provide details because there is an NDA, but this is not limited, so it's clearly something, how it is called, a volume guarantee, means when you enter in such a contract that you are secured for the lifetime of this project, that there is some certain volume guarantee to be taken.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah?
Thank you.
Only wants to make clear that there is no significant risk out of the KDPO operations.
Thank you again.
Our next question comes from Harald Remit of LBBW. Please go ahead.
Yes, good morning, gentlemen. Some more housekeeping questions, please. You mentioned the share of turnover in BRIC countries with 17% in Q2. Could you give us, please, the corresponding figure for incoming orders? The first one. Second, maybe could we have a bit more color in the development of orders and systems division regarding which customers with big projects and the share of the general industry besides the Daimler order you mentioned. And the third one is regarding the lightweight robot starting with production in 2012. When do you plan to take orders in the lightweight robot segment, and when we could see it in the segment reporting?
Well, I will start now with the order situation concerning bricks. So we have here a steady for the first half year. Order intake share is somewhat above 20% currently out of brick. And I don't have the Q2 itself, but for example, in June it peaked up to 30%, the intake share of the BRIC countries. When we look into the systems orders, some deep dive, where does it come from? I think we have mentioned also in the second quarter report that we have some orders out of the general industry and also in the assembly and test industry. So for example, in the assembly and test industry, the normal typical order is still OEM related. This is then some gear assembly or motor test stations. From the customers, these are our well-known blue chips. Yeah, this is the German ones like Daimler, Volkswagen, BMW, or Audi, but also Ford, Volvo, Opel, and others. Yeah, you know that it's difficult for us to give you the real details on single orders, because the significant single orders where we have then also the approval from the customer to give details, we provide through press releases then. Yeah, and everything else, we do not release through press releases, we have no approval from the customer. Yeah, that's a simple story. However, I think that the major ones is clearly about the structure orders from the big OEMs, as well as then some gear assembly lines for the OEMs. And on the general industry side, we have some orders then basically from aerospace and still some solar. However, solar is clearly currently a bit difficult to estimate the future outlook of solar, because we see here that this new energies industry currently is, I would say, at a very important milestone and a question mark where they will move in the future. For sure, we know that especially Asia and U.S. are currently already stronger than Germany in the solar business. We are in Asia with the solar business. But the general industry currently, I think we enjoy some nice stories in the aerospace business here.
Maybe on your lightweight, as mentioned, we start production in 2012, so as mentioned, ramp up 12, 13, 13 some broad guessing of 500 robots for 2013 could be higher, but you know, just it's our starting base, and the KUKA Laboratories is part of the KUKA Robotics, so there's today no reason to think about any separate reporting.
Besides the separate reporting, but when do you plan to take orders from customers? Do you already take now orders, or you say to your customers, no, please wait a moment, we start our production in 2012, and so currently
we have already contracts.
Okay, so as they come in, they will be booked.
Yeah, normally, because we sell some prototypes for application development and so on, and these are normal orders, but it's something which has no significant impact on the numbers yet, as you can imagine. But we sell prototypes to universities, to customers, so this is already something that happens now.
Okay, and one quick follow-up regarding GI business and systems. Is it fair to assume this would be, this solar and aerospace orders are about 20% of the whole order intake?
No, I think first you have to also include is maybe train business and other business, so it's not only solar and aerospace. It's aerospace is part of it, but it's also other businesses where we're building lines. I think it's a fair assumption, the 20%, yeah?
Okay, thank you very much.
And on the robotic side, I think we for the year we have a 50-50, yeah.
Okay.
Thank you for the strong automotive demand we see.
As a reminder, ladies and gentlemen, please press star one to ask a question. Our next question comes from Richard Schramm of HSBC. Please go ahead.
Yes, good morning, gentlemen. One follow-up on the outlook statement here, and especially the order inflow over the next couple of quarters. So I still have difficulty in looking what the normal run rate would be if we take into account, as you mentioned, that there is a certain catch-up effect still in the incoming orders currently. So where would you see a more normal level of incoming orders per quarter, and how much was the figure for the first half influenced by really big tickets and this catch-up effect? Would it be fair to assume that about 15% or 20% of this order volume was from delayed projects in the past year? And in connection with this, you mentioned that the increase of general industry has increased here for systems. So when do you think you will see the fruits of the obviously higher margin you can achieve on this business here? And is the 5% target you have here then not too conservative? Thank you.
Well, I will start with some normalized quality order numbers. If you look into our current order book in the first half year, we have some 867. Here, this is a very huge amount we have now. Yeah, and when we look, let's say, round about when we want to grow with a book-to-bill ratio of, let's say, 1.05 and between 1.1. So this means the order level should normally then be some 5 to 10% above the sales. When we now estimate our 1.3 billion in sales, and we normally would then like to have an order book of being greater than 1.4 billion, this gives you a run rate of 350 per quarter, which would support this growth. Yeah, and this is something which also could guide you for your order expectations. Sorry, for example, in robotics, we have seen some strong orders from automotive industries, calls on frame contracts in the second quarter, which are in the order book and also in the order income, and will turn into shipments in the third quarter. Therefore, we have some margin burden in the robotics business in the third quarter, because normally the revenue split normalized at robotics is 40% GI machines, 40% auto machines, and 20% sales. In the third quarter, we see some shift towards 50+% auto, 30% GI machines, and 20% service. So this will burden the margin. And also what we today expect, at least, that there is some there shouldn't be such huge calls on frame contracts in the second half year of robotics, so we should see some numbers going down. As I mentioned, some 350 quarterly number would be fine if you work on the quarters. And if you, for example, would achieve some 300s only in the second half year, this also supports us with some 1.4 billion and more order intake. And this would fully support our growth expectations, the growth path we are on.
Given your question on the system side, today we have the EBIT margin target of 5%, where I laid down that today we have still the contracts from last year, so lead time nine months plus, so you see clearly the context from 2010 where the price quality was more difficult. So we believe to get to 5% by the change in the price quality and getting out the old projects where we still have to finish. So for the next quarter, we expect some better margins based on the existing contracts. Clearly, GI will have to maybe have also higher margin. I think for us important to the 5% is a target which we gave beginning of 2009. We clearly believe that could be above 5% in the longer term, but it's also important to achieve the targets before increasing the targets. I think, but ways to increase the target would be also if you think about potential assembly solutions based on lightweight, which could be sold by systems. Your system is clearly a unique partner for robotics, where they have a time advantage of having here the opportunity to work much earlier with a lightweight than other companies because of the closeness of systems and robotics, and therefore I think systems also can establish a USP here You know, robotics can, the industry robots can come from Farnock, from Yaskawa, from us, maybe, but on the lightweight side, there are clearly various opportunities, be it in battery assembly, be it in other ways, where the lightweight allows to, lightweight, for example, combined with a mobile platform to, for systems to also benefit from robotics more than in the past because of this unique product. And this also should allow in the future potentially higher margin. But as mentioned, Stefan and I, first let's reach the 5% and then we, and the 10%, and then we think about what could be the next target. And as we have done over the last 2 years, we also believe that we are in on the right way, on the good track to meet the 10 and 5%, and then we give you a new guidance.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Our next question comes from Marcus Knight of Babson Capital. Please go ahead.
Thank you very much. Just two questions. One just around China and the importance of the growth from 11 to 17%. Could you just give us a feel as to the level of investment that's required to get from the 1,500 robots a year to 5,000 by 2013, including the extent of the production that will always or continue to be in China? And the second question was the kind of exposure to raw materials, in particular oil, the extent that the results have been impacted by that in Q2 and your view on that going forward for the rest of the year.
Let me start with China. The ramp-up production, you know, I think the biggest, the smartness of our products is in R&D and in design to cost. So we develop the product. We do a pure assembly of the robot. So we buy material and then we do assembly. Therefore, the whole production is a very lean process. And the ramp-up of production from 1,500 to 3,000 to 5,000, we have included in our CapEx program some single-digit, also in the lower-end single-digit millions for investment for the ramp-up.
Yeah. The next question, I think, I hope I understood it correctly, was the raw materials and the impact on our performance. Well, that's something we always really emphasize, that when we look into our manufacturing costs, that the only one which is important is the steel price. However, in total, the raw material prices do not significantly impact our financial performance, since we have the high-tech components are driving the cost of sales, especially in robotics, that's electronics components in the controls unit, and gears and drives. And then the pure raw material part, especially steel, has not a high impact on the total cost of goods sold of one unit. So this is normally not a major impact on our P&L.
Thank
maybe
you.
If we could, yeah. Maybe if we could come to a last question, please, if there's any left, of course.
Yes, we have a follow-up question from Jasko Terzic of DZ Bank Frankfurt. Please go ahead.
Yes, hi. One final question on the U.S. market. Could you give us a feeling of how the project pipeline here is developing, and do you see some signs of an increased project discussion or order activity here?
You mean the U.S. auto market in particular?
Exactly, yes. Not the KTPO.
Yeah. You know, what we have seen, U.S., you have the three major players, you have Ford, GM, and Chrysler. I think Ford is the company which went through crisis most powerful. We have seen big programs by Ford today in Brazil, in Mexico, in Asia. Ford is doing some projects in the U.S., so after ramping up their foreign operations, they are now also doing things in the U.S. We see that Chrysler, I think, who had been hasn't done a lot in 2009 and 10, is also now ramping up capacity and also maybe following Ford with a two-year delay in ramping up first their foreign operations in Brazil and Mexico, and then also you have to expect to do some investment in the U.S. and the same on GM side. I think Ford was first doing the foreign internationals and now being more on the U.S. side, and also the others are now fully steam on investing in Brazil, Mexico, and China. So we expect the U.S. market, the U.S. companies first to invest stronger in the foreign countries, but then also they have to invest in the U.S. market, which we see now Ford being one of the first.
Perfect. Thanks.
Okay. Yeah. If you have further questions, please call the IR team from KUKA. And yeah, with this, we'd like to wish you a very nice afternoon. Okay. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, that will conclude today's conference call. Thank you for your participation. You may now disconnect.
Okay. Thank you, operator, for the support.
Thank you very much. I'm just going to move you into the private conference.
Okay. So bye-bye.
Bye.